From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin expresses confidence in his nation's economy. The U.S. says it's not out of the question that the president of Cuba could someday make an American visit. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he is confident the nation's economy will rebound within 2 years and its currency stabilize. Speaking during an end-of-the-year news conference, he said the economy could recover faster if external factors change for the better, but he offered no new remedies for the crisis. Mr. Putin said Western economic sanctions are 25% to 30% responsible for the current fiscal crisis. The European Union today issued new sanctions on Russia, rejecting investments in Crimea. Lisa Bryant has more.
EU measures will ban all investment and restrict trade in Crimea, and even ban EU cruise ships from visiting Crimean ports. They are just the latest in a series of punitive measures enacted by Europe and the United States this year over the crisis in Ukraine. Before the meeting, the new EU president, former Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, said the summit should send a strong signal of Europe's support for Ukraine, including financial support. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The United States says it is possible Cuban President Raul Castro could make a visit to the White House to meet with President Barack Obama someday. A White House spokesman told reporters, "I would not rule out a visit from President Castro." Local residents and officials in northeastern Nigeria say suspected members of Boko Haram have killed at least 32 people and kidnapped more than 100 in a raid on a village. This is VOA News. Peace talks aimed at ending South Sudan's civil war have resumed in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. The talks today are focused on a sustainable truce between the government and rebel fighters. A senior U.S. Defense Department official says three top Islamic State leaders have been killed in a series of targeted airstrikes in Iraq. The official said the recent killings, conducted between mid-November and early December, will reduce the militant group's ability to command and control areas it occupies in Iraq and Syria. The White House says U.S. officials are treating a cyber attack on Sony Pictures as a serious national security matter, and that President Barack Obama's National Security Council is considering a proportionate response. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says evidence shows the attack against Sony Pictures was carried out by a sophisticated actor, but Earnest declined to blame North Korea, saying an investigation is still progressing. Eric Gardner, senior editor of The Hollywood Reporter, says the incident does significant harm to Sony.
You know, there have been some people who have speculated, maybe jokingly, that this was all just a publicity stunt. But really, no matter how much money the film makes from here on out, it will have not been worth it to Sony. I mean, this has been, absolutely terrible for them.
Eric Gardner. Israel says the Palestinian move to present a draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council will only delay any possible resolution to their conflict. The draft presented Wednesday would set a deadline for a negotiated two-state solution, with Israel withdrawing from the Palestinian territories. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Paul Hirshen said today that the Palestinian strategy amounts to avoiding talks and pursuing conflict.
Polishing the illusion that they can get everything that they want without negotiating with Israel is just to postpone a resolution to this awful conflict. And that is something that those of us who are interested in peace simply don't want.
Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations, said Wednesday he would not push for a quick vote, saying the council or giving the council more time to discuss the proposal. India has successfully launched an unmanned capsule capable someday of sending astronauts into space. The geosynchronous satellite launch vehicle, MK-3, blasted off from Sriharikota today. The new rocket will be able to carry heavier satellites into space. The United Nations has launched a new appeal to provide help to the nearly 18 million people affected by the Syrian conflict. The UN says it needs $8.4 billion. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.